The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread, when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Good morning, everyone. Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. How many seek Jesus, St. Augustine says, for no other purpose than that he may do them some good in the present life? Scarcely ever is Jesus sought for Jesus' sake. Too often, we only turn to Christ when we need something. When we want something, need a prayer answered, need X, Y, and Z. Maybe we forgot to study for the test this morning, and so we're like, "Oh Lord, help me, I don't know what I'm doing." But then we don't see him again until the next time we need him. That's not real friendship. When all we do is turn to someone when we need something, that's not even a real relationship. That's just using them as a tool or a mean to an end. We have to be careful about this. We don't like it when we're used, when we think that maybe there's a friendship there, a relationship, and then all they do is come to us and ask to borrow, to use, to take. Never anything more. So we have to be careful when we do this with Christ. Not to say that we can't ask for things. Even good friends ask for things, ask for help, and receive that help. But if all we do is ever ask for help and never actually engage in conversation, again, that's not friendship. And friendship here is the goal. We need to know Christ. We need to love Christ. We need to serve Christ. But all that starts with a friendship. A friendship that is not just him giving and us taking, but open communication, dialogue, talking to Christ about our day, enjoying his company for his sake, in the same way that we do with our own friends. My brothers and sisters, the crowd today has followed Christ because he gave them food to eat and not because he was the Messiah. It's imperative then that we do not make the same mistake that they did. So we need to seek Christ for friendship, seek him for salvation, seek him for himself.